It's 6:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Murnell with KRWG News. Chris Rotunda adopted a shelter dog named Jordan about 10 years ago. Today, he tours the country raising money for animal shelters with social media-thons. The organization he founded in January, Jordan's Way, has raised over $2.5 million. Rotunda will visit the Deming Luna County Humane Society tomorrow from 10 to 2, and from 6 to 10, he'll be at Action Programs for Animals Adoption Center in Las Cruces. Casey Counts has more on the visits.
I asked founder Michelle Meunier what challenges they're facing.
It's kind of like our community stuck in a place that we're not progressing anymore again. You know, the endless cats and kittens every year, trying to find options for larger dogs or dogs with issues, whether medical or behavioral. You know, we've gotten to the point where those are the hardest to save and the ones that need it most.
Jordan's Way founder Chris Rotunda explains what his events are like.
Stuff like pies to the face, ice bucket challenges, you know, gifts to the dogs. Like if we had 5,000 in 4 hours, we give them like a burger. We call that Burger Mania. If we had 10,000 in 4 hours, we do like Wiener Mania. That's like all the dogs get a hot dog. Just a lot of crazy stuff. But it was started after my dog Jordan died in 2018, end of 2018. She died. She was in a shelter, though, for 3 years before I got her. Mm-hmm. And I always said I wanted to kind of go out and make the unnoticed notice like she was. So that's kind of the reason why I went out and started doing this. It just kind of blew up, though, since January.
Find more information at krwg.org. For KRWG Public Media, this is KC Counts.
Efforts continue in New Mexico and Texas to provide alternatives to expensive payday loan operations. Recently, a nonprofit lender began offering low-cost small-dollar loans to folks with poor credit or no credit in Texas. KERA's Christopher Connolly reports.
Even before this recession, Andy Posner says the economy wasn't working for a lot of people. He founded the Capital Good Fund in Rhode Island right before the 2008 recession. And since then, he says, more people have fallen into greater debt to payday and auto title lenders, pawn shops, and the like.
The size of the predatory loan industry more than doubled during the time period where the economy and the stock market have boomed. So clearly, it hasn't boomed equally.
Capital Good Fund is a distinctly non-predatory lender, offering reasonable loans to low-income people who don't have great credit, folks who are working but can't save enough cash to handle a minor emergency or take advantage of a new opportunity. The fund offers two different types of loans in Texas. One helps cover immigration costs, and the other is a short-term crisis relief loan of up to $1,500 that has a 5% interest rate.
People are using that for rent, utilities, Wi-Fi bills. A lot of people are buying iPads and the like because their kids are going to school on Zoom now. And, you know, vehicle repair and things like that.
Without the Capital Good Fund, Posner says most of his customers would end up taking out a payday or auto title loan and borrowing at rates and on terms that make it really hard to pay back. A typical payday loan can cost 100 times more in fees and interest than the small loans that Capital Good Fund offers. And the way payday loans are structured sometimes forces people into a debt spiral where they have to take out another loan to pay the first one off. Car title loans are a little bit cheaper, but one in six Texans who took out a title loan last year had their car repossessed because they couldn't pay the loan back. Texans paid more than $2 billion in fees for payday and title loans in 2019.
We view our role to be able to be part of that rebuttal to the argument that if you rein in predatory lending, people will have nowhere else to go because we are one of the alternatives.
Oh, it's a staggering difference.
Susan Hoff is the Chief Strategy and Impact Officer for the United Way of Metropolitan Dallas, which helped bring the Capital Good Fund to Texas.
To have an alternative that's a viable alternative that has an interest rate that is fair and reasonable that people could pay it back is an incredible opportunity for our community.
Because too many workers earn too little to make ends meet, Hoff says predatory lending fills a need. In the Dallas area, only a quarter of 25 to 35-year-old workers earns a living wage.
People using predatory lenders are not doing so oftentimes just for a crisis. It's like multiple times, sometimes 8 to 10 times a year, just going back to get enough money to make it through, you know, one more month and then going back again.
Andy Posner says he knows Capital Good Fund helps fill in the gaps for people, but ultimately, he says that's not good enough.
Candidly, in an economy that worked well, we wouldn't need to exist. I mean, first of all, no healthy economy should necessitate people borrowing $300 to $500. They should be earning enough money. There should be enough affordable housing. There should be upwardly mobile jobs so that people have that liquidity. The fact that they don't is not a failure on the part of our clients. It's just a systemic failure.
And this winter, things could get a whole lot worse. People have been racking up debt to keep their families whole and housed, and a federal eviction moratorium is set to expire at the end of the year. So the possibility of a small loan that won't trigger a spiral of debt may have arrived just in time. I'm Christopher Connolly in Dallas.